Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100's Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 NFL Draft recap for the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Clips of our shows at 100's Football on Instagram. Check out our brand new LinkedIn page at 100's Football. And, of course, our top-tier podcast, over 900 episodes, available anywhere and everywhere you listen to podcasts, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. So without further ado, let's get into it. The Kansas City Chiefs, one of the best teams in the league, getting even stronger. Let's recap their draft. Round one, pick 21. They went with cornerback Trent McDuffie from the Washington Huskies. And what a career he has had, a perennial top 10, some might even say top 5 cornerback in this draft. Really good select, really good year in 2021. First team, also third team, all APP honors. Played in 11 games, 35 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 6 pass breakups in this past year. Really good player. They need a cornerback, and, well, they got one right here. Then we go just a few selections later, 9 to be fair. Pick number 30 in the first round, George Karloftis, the edge rusher from Purdue University, a man who has made many waves in recent weeks, recent months, ran up the charts. A Ted Hendricks Award finalist for the nation's top defensive end. Did not win it, unfortunately, but he was a nominee. Played 12 games this past year, led Purdue to a solid record, and he had 11.5 tackles for loss, including 5 sacks and 3 forced fumbles. This guy just absolutely gets to the ball handler, and just drives them to the ground. I think this guy's going to, both of these two first-round picks are going to excel in the Chiefs system. Round two, pick number 54 overall. We go to Western Michigan University, Sky Moore. Sky with two Ys, to be fair. A guy who was tremendous in the MAC, in the MAC. And, man, this past year he was putting in some work in 2021, tied for ninth in the FBS with 95 catches, 1,290 yards, team high. That's good for 13.6 per catch. And he had 10 touchdowns this past season. He's going to fit in perfectly with Patrick Mahomes. He's going to love this dude. So far, I think the Chiefs are knocking it out of the park. Then we go round two again, pick number 62, so just a little bit later. We go with safety from Cincinnati, Brian Cook. We all know how good Cincinnati last year was in college football. I don't got to mind you about that. But he became maybe one of the best safeties in 2021 in college football. First team, all AAC, 93 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, 2 picks, and 9 pass breakups in 14 total starts. Also got second team academic all AAC this past season. So really good player, really smart player. And I mean, man, I think that so far, these are some of the best picks that the Chiefs have had. I mean, just comparing it to the whole draft, I'm really loving these Chiefs picks so far. And it keeps getting better. Round three, Leo Chenal, pick number 103 overall from Wisconsin, the linebacker. And boy, 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 did this dude have a tremendous 2021 season. Finished with 18.5 tackles for loss, 8 sacks, and led the team with 115 total tackles in just 11 starts. I mean, bro. And the crazy part is, he missed all this. He did all this while missing the first two games of the year. He did have the COVID illness. So he didn't even play the entire season. Like, dude. So, Leo Chenault, he's going to be an absolute monster, I think. Tremendous stats I just read off, like I said, at College for Wisconsin. And we will see how they translate in the National Football League. Now we go with pick number 135 overall in the fourth round. Joshua Williams, the cornerback, looking good there from a school that I'm sure not many people have heard of, Fayetteville State University. Yes, that is right. Like I said, smaller school for the Broncos, right? Played for the Broncos in college. In 2021, pretty solid. It was in 9 starts. He got 31 tackles, 3 interceptions, and he got a pick 6 and 6 passes broken up. Like I said, a guy who went to a smaller school, but he is a ball hawk. So we'll see how he can do in the NFL. I'm not too familiar with him because, like I said, it is a smaller school. But, hey, that's what the draft is here for, man. We get some of the guys who just shoot up the draft boards, and that is what Mr. Williams did. Best of luck to him in his career. Round 5, pick 145, we go Darian Kennard, the guard from Kentucky with the Wildcats. This past year, a really solid player. Associated Press All-American honors this past year. And he won the SEC Jacobs Blocking Trophy in 2021 for the best blocker in the SEC. I mean, that's pretty impressive. I know Patrick Mahomes is going to love this dude. And he's really going to help out this Chiefs offensive line, I think, for many, many years to come. So we will see how he can do. Up next, round 7, none in the 6th round. We go Jalen Watson, cornerback out of Washington State University. So we have Washington with the first round pick. And now we're going to go Washington State. 2021 had pretty good stats, 31 total tackles, 2 picks, 3 passes defended, and was ranked 2nd in the FBS with 4 fumble recoveries in 12 starts. So a guy who, like I said, not the most impressive stats in the world. He is a round 7 selection, so he is going to be a depth piece early on. But we will see how he can slowly climb up those draft boards. Expect to see him potentially on some special teams. We have in the 7th round, again, Isaiah Pacheco, running back, pick 251 overall. In 2021, he had a pretty decent season. 167 carries for 647 yards, 3.9 average, 5 touchdowns overall. But in the receiving game, he also caught 13 passes overall. So, like I said, not the most amazing stats, but someone who's going to be a quality depth piece, I think. And I'm sure that, you know, the Chiefs can find a way to get this dude on the field at some point, since they are probably one of the best run teams in the league who get a ton of people involved. And finally, the last selection, round 7, pick 259 overall, we have Nazee Johnson, the cornerback out of Marshall University, 5'10", 199. Like I said, 2021, he had a decent season, 67 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, 2 picks, 5 pass breakups in 10 total games. In 2020, he was All-Conference USA, an honorable mention. So someone who, like I said, went to not the biggest school in the world, but obviously everyone's heard of Marshall. The last pick, so someone who they think has some good potential. I think he does too. But we'll see how Johnson can do overall. But looking at this Chiefs draft class, I feel like they did pretty good. Johnson, I mean, like I said, they got corners. They got corners, safeties, a lot of defense on this draft. Three players overall were on the offensive side of the board. That being, of course, Sky Moore. You got Darian Kennard, and you have Isaiah Pacheco. Everyone else was defense. I mean, McDuffie, cornerback. Karloff is edge rusher. Brian Cook, a safety. Chenault, a linebacker. Williams, a corner. Watson, a corner. And then Johnson is a safety and a corner, so he can play either position. But if I had to go with this, my rating, my final grade for this draft class, I will go grading this Chiefs team. I will go with an A-. I like this pick. I like this crop of guys I got here. I think they're going to fit really well into the system. And, I mean, the Chiefs they've been one of the best teams in football consistently last, 5-plus years. And I feel like they did a tremendous job with this draft. And, like I said, the 2 first-round picks they got, I expect them to come and ball out early. As for the other guys, the later-round picks, round 2 through 7, I wish them the best. I think that sometimes that even though that they aren't selected in the first round overall, sometimes those can be the best selections. So Best of luck to all the gentlemen on the screen. I can't wait to see how you do rocking it for the Chiefs this upcoming season. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. Go live each and every single day on Facebook and YouTube. Check out our podcast, anywhere is the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. Over 900 episodes over there. And like I said, if you have a comment, what do you think about this Chiefs draft class? We'd love to talk to you more about it. Put it on our Facebook, put it on our YouTube, and we will respond. I've been your host today, Logan Lentz. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.